Luke 5:13. I am willing. I want to talk to you about how Jesus is willing to heal any affliction that you're experiencing. In the book of Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 16, we see Jesus cleansing a leper. Let's read verses 12 through 13 together. The Bible says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him." The Lord is willing and desiring to cleanse everyone, regardless of their physical ailments. I believe that one reason why so many people do not get healed or don't even believe in healing is because they do not know or do not realize that Jesus is willing to heal them or their loved ones, regardless of their circumstance. Let's look at some more scriptures together. The book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." In the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, the Bible says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in Jesus' earthly ministry, he healed every sickness and every disease. In Luke chapter 5, verse 13, we see that Jesus is willing to heal. That includes your physical ailments as well. Did you know that this leper is the only recorded one who said to Jesus, "If you are willing, you can make me clean, or you can heal me if you will." Again, Jesus' response, "I am willing." There are so many people today, and I have been in so many prayer meetings, when people are praying for healing, add in the words, "Lord, if it's your will, heal so-and-so," when in fact, Jesus has already said that it is his will to heal. Here is where I think this distorted doctrine has crept in regarding if it's the will of Jesus to heal. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, Jesus said, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." People take this verse and say, "Father, if it's your will to heal me, so be it." Well, in reality, it is the will of God to heal us of all of our afflictions. In Psalm chapter 103, verses 2 through 3, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, Peter writes, "Who himself, speaking of Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." You see, Jesus bore all of our sin and all of our disease, all of our sickness, all of our physical pain, all of our infirmities on the cross. When he died, he took it all. Therefore, I believe we can walk in divine health. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7, the Bible says, "Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished." That's divine health. We don't have to settle for illnesses, because Jesus bore them all. If you are struggling with physical pain or sickness of any type, begin to speak life into that situation. Speak life and contend for divine health, because Jesus came to bring life and that which is more abundantly, not only in the life to come, but our lives here on earth as well. Let's pray together in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, I receive your divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life into my body, into my mind, and into others in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that it's by your stripes that we're healed. Thank you that you are willing to heal us. We glorify you, and we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.